This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Wait, he put his gigantic Steve-O dick inside of your woman purse?
Yeah, he already told the story.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. David, I've been married for 6 years and dating her for 9. You think I've never had vaginal sex with her?
Well, no, I thought you were saving yourself for childbirth.
First of all, there's a lot to fucking unpack in that statement.
Yeah!
How do you think children are birthed?
You wouldn't have sex with her until after she's given birth.
What?
That's how that works, right?
What?
Sure.
I grew up in a North Carolina sex education program. I'm pretty sure the only way to have babies is to think about Jesus while inside of a woman. And the only way to think about Jesus while inside of a woman is after she's had your children.
Again, Logan's statement of there's a lot to unpack here is very apt. David, we're divorced.
Five hearts of passion cry out for justice. Shugo Fan Fikushan Sentai Fuketsuna Ranger.
Let's go!
Working at the popular Shin Nihonko TV station, these five courageous humans wage a never-ending battle against the evil Boar Dom, a villain with a penchant for bad grammar and a fetish for deviancy.
We fight with a real good horn. Happy Time Start Story over at Legion.
But who are these brave warriors that cannot be stopped even by Kevlar bullets or sand?
Fuket Magenta!
Synergist Wizard, Chin Chin Echi!
A fight is what you get when you violence!
Fuket Pinker!
The Refuse Artisan, Toyota Hanzo!
I cannot believe the perfectly good things people flush down!
Fuket the Purple!
The Dwistney Veering, Tori Jury!
Female! Square Boobs! Action Figure!
Fuket the Ocean Water!
The Cable Dog, Keiburu Inukaisui!
My name is Recursive.
And the leader, Fuket Crimson. The pruning decimator, Hamada Koto.
I am the greatest hero. My name is Justice. Justice is my remaining testicle.
With the ever-present threat of Boar Dom and the legions of his Gram Army, they hard fight and make the world safe for puppies and sea cucumbers.
We need to summon the King Supreme Megazord now!
Kingly ass combined.
Supremely chest breast combined.
Megly dick combined.
I guess I'll be the acne again.
And I'll form everything else.
Can't see
this.
Oh boy, today is gonna be a day.
A day.
So, tip one out for Chalmers because he's an idiot.
What did he do?
He jumped out of a moving car.
Yeah, he's a lab.
Oh no.
He's a Labradine, but yeah.
So, Val, do you want to explain what happened?
So, I had to get him a new color because he just busted the one that I bought him less than a week ago.
Wait, he busted the...
The leather one.
The brand new leather collar.
You didn't get a metal clasp?
It was a metal clasp.
It's the leather itself that broke.
He busted that too?
Yeah, he tore through the leather.
It's a double thickness leather that he...
you guys are getting owned.
Oh, fuck off.
Anyway, they refunded it for me, but as I was slowing down to turn into their parking lot, Chalmers decided to squeeze through the window that was open about two-thirds of the way down, the back window of the car, and just jumped out.
So yeah, he didn't break any bones, thankfully. He got scraped up, and that was a great way for me to end my work day. Welcome home. Your dog jumped out of a moving vehicle.
The vet described him as a bumbling teenager.
Yep. Also, I finally saw Detective Pikachu, greatest piece of fan fiction Nintendo's ever put out.
Yeah.
Steve.
What?
No! Stop!
What?
That's enough! He's posting shitty Simpsons memes again!
Oh!
And he's sending them directly to me so that you all can't enjoy them. Ah, well, I'm two shots deep already. Let's get this shit on the road. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, final episode of Season 8, Take 2, David.
What did I do? You can't blame this on me.
Yeah.
It's more like what you didn't do.
Yes.
We literally can blame this on you.
Yes.
Hold up. I think my keyboard is breaking.
Are you recording this time?
It keeps saying H-I-J-K-L-O-P semicolon. Hijikalop. Why you say hijikalop? What is wrong with you? Oh, God. I think... Oh, hold on.
Dave, you're not supposed to jizz directly into the keyboard. It ruins it.
I don't.
The clicky-clacky goes squish-squish.
Fuck, which one's the keyboard?
What do you mean?
Which one is the keyboard?
Wait, I think if it... Okay, it was the laptop that was doing it.
Good to know.
I think the cat sleeps on it.
Well, maybe you should close the keyboard?
Yeah.
I usually do, but then the wife uses this computer and I don't know why.
Because you bought it for her!
That's true, I did do that.
Yeah?
With money.
Just tell her she should probably close it so the cat doesn't sleep on the keyboard.
Which, by the way, do you want to tell me how your trip went to visit your grandma that lets you play Atari whenever you want?
Yes.
Bork, 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 bork.
I actually did not have any time to play any Atari while I was at my grandma's house.
No.
I was busy.
Doing what?
I was only there for like 3 days, so I only had like so much time. The only thing that I did that I didn't enjoy doing while I was in Texas was I went to a comic shop in Mesquite because I found out that Lone Star Comics had shut down, and Lone Star Comics was a really good comic shop back in the day. So I go to this new place, and... The two stories out of it were, one, the comic shop was not great. I went there specifically to see what their gaming supplies was, because they said they had gaming supplies, so I'm like, I need some new dice for my fucking D&D having ways. And then, like, they had nothing. They had a wall of, like, Magic the Gathering posters, and I guess that counts. And the only other story was the manager, bless her heart, she was running late, so she had to, like, rush out of her Uber or whatever to get to open the store. And she was wearing this very, very short dress, which is designed to catch nerds. And I'm like, that's cool.
Wait, you mean like a net?
Yes, it was fishnet expressly.
She did have fishnets on. She did have fishnets on. But I look over at my wife and I'm like, hey, you'd look good in that. And then Judy was like, why are you looking? Also, thanks.
How's your grandma doing?
Oh, she's doing great. My grandpa is doing all right, too. Both of them are lovely people. My grandpa still doesn't care for many things, and I identify with that.
Did you tell them that the literal entire community for Friday Night Fanfiction said hello?
They didn't ask.
Well, no,
we told you to tell them.
Yeah.
That you did?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But they did ask about how my show is going, and I said they're doing good. We have great fans. So by proxy, I did what you guys asked.
Not really, but okay.
You can't be mad now.
I'm still mad.
Okay, Logan's always mad. I choose not to be mad. Sean, now that we've gotten David's updates, how was your visit to Odafest?
Odafest was great. We had the panel on Friday night. We had quite a few people show up despite being booked against the music shows as well as Faku.
I was going to say, who needs music happens? When you have porn? But then you mentioned Faku. Well, who needs porn when you've got porn read to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, yours is the Faku? Same, except it doesn't. It's Dave, not necessarily good.
How do you not know what Faku is?
They're the Crunchyroll of porn.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why haven't I heard of them?
Dave, you literally follow like a spokesperson for Faku on Twitter.
I do.
Yes.
Wow.
Which one?
Swimsuit Succubus.
Oh, I just go there for her porn.
Sometimes I worry about you, Dave. I worry about you a lot.
Faku's been around since 2006.
Listen, man, I ain't a guy.
That's objectively untrue, but...
Yeah, no, Odafest is great. The panel was great. Met a bunch of fans, and we just kept rolling with that throughout the weekend.
You kept what?
Rolling.
Yeah!
Woo! And didn't you go to another convention, or is that coming up?
That's coming up. That's going to be Anime-thon in August in Edmonton.
Awesome.
Hopefully I get a panel. I haven't been confirmed, but they're just closing up their panelists soon.
Well, unfortunately, we did find out that Otakon did not select Friday Night Fanfiction this year.
Unsurprising.
Again, you guys could stop acting crazy about that. There's a lot of submissions.
No, they're out to get us. They're all out to get us. It's a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. Just like how MAGFest is a conspiracy, even though none of those people work at MAGFest anymore.
They do.
What do you mean? All of them work there. It's all the same five people doing everything.
It's literally not anymore.
Was Otafest the one where you stripped?
No.
That was MAGFest.
I mean, Otakon.
Yeah, we definitely stripped at Otakon.
No, not ODUCon.
No, we stripped at MAGFest. We've never stripped at Otakon.
And then you guys did an Anime Detour in Speedos.
That was Screw Attack.
I thought it was Anime Detour.
No, it was Screw Attack.
Hmm.
That was the one where it was you, me, Connor, and was Devin there too?
Yeah, it was Screw Attack.
Yeah, and also Brendan was there just like eating fast food, staring at four hairy, middle-aged men and Speedos.
I kind of felt bad for Brendan because he was just sitting there eating food. I'm like, man, good on you, you fucking champ.
Well, I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Valerie, and Sean. And starting us off tonight is, oh, look, an Olympic dream. Logan, please read.
This is Michael Phelps fanfic.
Wait, are these different than the ones we read last time?
This is different. This is better.
Why is it different? I don't like things that are different.
Yeah, I kind of wanted the same. That's all right, though, I guess. An Olympic dream. Summary. Getting to the Olympics is one thing. Running the 100 meters is another. Chapter 1. An Olympic dream. Everything he had worked for came down to this moment.
What, Steve? What's funny?
Nothing. The Olympics is funny.
Oh. Can you guys stop sending fucking stupid Simpsons memes to each other?
This is a bowling alley meme, Logan.
Why?
Because we want bowling to officially be in the Olympics. It's poignant.
I mean, it kind of already is. Curling's in.
Curling is literally nothing like bowling.
No.
It's literally the exact same as bowling.
No.
It's stupid bowling.
Hey, curling is cooler, okay?
Because it's on ice.
Yes, amongst other things.
Curling is just aggressive sweeping. Fight me.
Hey, you gonna know how to sweep right?
Curling is dangerous, yo.
It's literally sweeping
and
bowling.
Hey, there's a fucking movie idea that'll get you to Cannes Film Festival. The story about the redemption of a janitor who was caught on the job masturbating, but he finds redemption by joining the Olympic curling team.
You mean Men with Brooms?
That's a great band.
Wait, is that already a movie?
Yeah, Men with Brooms is a movie about curling.
Is it about public masturbators becoming curlers?
No.
It's like, wow, that was like really good.
Sorry, Logan. Please continue.
You're not sorry.
Nope.
No, he's Steve-O.
Why are you second Val?
Because we're Canadian.
Yeah,
this is true.
Everything he had worked for came down to this moment. The endless days of training, the sacrifices, the injuries, all culminated in this one instant. The Olympics. The 100 meter dash.
Steve-O, shut up.
Mario versus Sonic at the Olympics.
His legs felt like rubber. The butterflies in his stomach were the size of pterodactyls, threatening to tear him apart from the inside. Quap closed his eyes, steadied his breathing, focused. To his immediate right was Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. Quap was no slouch himself. In his heart of hearts, he knew he could give Usain Bolt a run for his money. He got into his crouch and started at the finish line.
Stared
at the finish line. A mere 100 meters away, the starting gun fired.
Pow!
And everything went horribly, horribly wrong. It was as though his legs betrayed him. His thighs, his calves. Nothing would obey the commands his brain sent to them.
David, I need you to mash angrily on your keyboard.
He stumbled, he floundered, he nearly fell over. Desperately, Quap attempted to correct his balance. He raised his right thigh, kicked out his left calf. The world spun as he threw himself into the air. Quap felt a sickening crack as he hit the ground hard and crumpled into a heap. He wasn't sure if it was his neck or his skull that had broken. The roar of the crowd filled his ears. How could this possibly happen? He had let himself down and disgraced himself and his nation in front of the world. Well, there were always the Winter Olympics in 2 years. perhaps he'd fare better with speed skating.
I want that sequel. I want a Quap sequel where he does speed skating.
I know there is a Quap sequel. I can't remember what the sport is, though.
No, not a literal sequel, but I mean, he made a lot of games afterwards.
Wait, what the fuck? Oh, god damn it. I didn't hit record.
I asked if everyone had been started recording.
I hit record, and it must not have taken, because... Definitely hit it.
We are the most professional.
We're so professional, you can't fight us because we're professionals. Unless you are also professionals. And in which case, let's negotiate.
Sure.
Now, there is a lot of hentai on this site. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's Faku.
I would assume there would be a great purse involved for our fight between Friday Night Fanfiction and whoever.
Yeah, who are we fighting?
Faku. For porn supremacy.
We're fighting the IT department at Faku.
First up will be Sean, followed by Val, because this is Canadian pertinent.
So apparently I muted my mic and I thought I unmuted it. We're professional.
Hang on. Why did it take you so long to figure that out?
Because my pop filter is right in front of the light.
Were you stealth masturbating to Quap?
No, I was trying to open up a pop, not Quap.
A what?
Soda.
Oh, a soda. That's what you mean.
Shut up, Steve. You know what a fucking pop is. Now calling all soda Coke, that's messed up.
Yeah.
I will put my foot down. I will put everything down on that. That is fucked up.
Fucking Texas, yo.
I will put everyone's foots down. I will use my wish to put everyone's feet down like a bad dog.
You mean like a dog that jumps out of a moving car through the window?
Baroo!
No, a bad dog, not a stupid dog.
Are you implying that your dog should be put down?
No, not at all. I thought you meant like make them feel bad, not like put them to sleep.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, I want to live out my fantasy of a world without feet.
Everybody just stumbling around on stumpies.
Do you hate fetishists that much?
Yes. Specifically,
I too have played Fire Emblem Awakening, Logan. Seriously, that is what freaks me out about that game. Nobody has fucking feet. They're just stumpy little legs.
So Rob Liefeld is Logan's favorite artist.
Oh man, highbrow deep cut. Well, here, Sean, you get to read this instead. I'm sending it to you personally.
Okay.
Thank you, Talk to Transformer.
Yes.
Logan was eating a spicy sandwich.
Who the fuck wrote this?
Talk to Transformer.
Have you not gone to Talk to Transformer yet?
No.
Talk to Transformer is a site that uses deep learning and complex AI to auto-generate text after what you put in. I put in Logan was eating a spicy sandwich. Everything else is auto-generated.
All right.
For a moment, he thought that the sandwich was about to be eaten by his cat. Logan doesn't have a cat, do you?
I do not.
Ah.
Maybe Jism dressed up.
Okay, the dog's name is not fucking Jism.
Yeah, it's Goku. But he quickly realized that the cat had gone off to fetch the food he would need, which was right there on the counter. I cannot do the voice of God as well.
Yeah, we can't do a Logan impersonation.
Hey, my mom just pulled two out of the trash, and she brought them to work with me tonight, he said. Did she ever put any money in there? I don't know.
In here.
Oh, any money in here? I know I don't have any money with me. Who is this other person?
It's you.
Oh, yes, your mom is pretty generous, I said.
Objective lie.
Man, this story does not know Logan at all. First, he has a cat, now his mom is, you know, well.
The AI got drunk.
Oh, so it's David.
What?
I think someone has to pick my shit up and take care of it like my dad would do it.
Wow.
Yeah, no, yeah. He said, gesturing on the side door.
Out.
Oh, can't read this. This text is way too small.
That's Steve's fault.
It's posted in Discord.
The cats and the dog were gone. The sun was rising in a low haze, and Logan looked down from his patio, where he had enjoyed a good hot dog and a sandwich for himself.
I do have a patio.
I got one thing right.
That does sound like Logan. You would enjoy a hot dog and a sandwich at the same time.
Yes, that is also true.
It's a hot dog in between two sandwich loaves.
If a hot dog in the bun is between two pieces of bread, does it count as a double sandwich?
It's a hot dog sandwich.
First of all, a hot dog is not a fucking sandwich.
Oh, no!
Closer to a sub.
It is closer to a sub.
Which, guess what? Sub sandwich.
Yeah.
Fucking stop talking.
Okay, no. Subs are not by default sandwiches.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
They're called sub sandwiches.
Sandwich is a word that is separate from sub, though.
Okay. So is any other kind of sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly space sandwich.
Hot dog space sandwich.
You don't call it a Reuben sandwich.
Pop-Tart space sandwich.
Excuse me?
Pop-Tart space sandwich. If you're trying to gain weight, be creative. Instead of using bread, use Pop-Tarts.
Oh, this is depressing. This is apparently a sandwich that somebody got when they ordered a chicken sandwich.
Well, I mean...
Oh. Okay.
Does it still have the bones in it?
You gotta build it yourself.
Yes!
I guess Build-A-Bear Workshop's food lines aren't doing so hot.
No.
His hair was still in the back of a headband. His neck and forearms were scrunched up, and his nose was red from drinking his own urine from the trash outside.
I looked up New Double Down, and this was the first image result.
That's my kind of sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Salami, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's salami and cheese.
You know what? I'm okay with that. That sounds like a sandwich I'd eat. Steve.
Yeah?
We need to christen this the FNF Double Down.
The FNF Double Down. The budget Double Down.
He still didn't see the cat. So he decided to walk outside and take pictures of the cat he brought back from... Pictures of the cat he brought back to his job. I thought it was probably an odd... I can't read this. I thought it was probably an old dog or cats. But after about 15 minutes of walking, I couldn't see one. He found. And that's it.
What a good story that was.
All right, Val, you get the next one.
David decided to start playing Overwatch again. This time... It was for competitive play, as the team he had joined had lost two members and he was tired of being called out by everyone, including himself.
Oh, so wait, I get to go straight to the pro leagues in this scenario?
I guess. He started to play the game on the weekends. We decided to play it as a casual or a casual player's match for scrimmages and for practice, the team's captain said. Then we started playing scrimmages together too. It was only when we were practicing on our own and had a lot of practice that we got to see how competitive players work together.
Well, this is certainly written by a bot who thinks like me.
Yeah, it really was something I was not expecting during the whole time I was a solo player. And then all of a sudden I saw that it was something I could do. The team ended up playing together, I hope so, in many scrimmages with each of them being extremely competitive. But one thing is not in the way of winning the whole team scrimmages.
That was a sentence.
Yeah.
Scrim images.
They had to focus entirely on fighting. We wanted to focus on fighting every single match, Taimu said. Who the fuck is Taimu?
I don't know. Dave, why don't you tell us who Taimu is?
Taimu is the forward DPS on our team. He does a really great job on Pharah, Soldier, and McCree. That's what we picked him as the forward position. He likes to take point. Occasionally has to switch to Reaper or Genji because of his flanking ability, too.
Oh, Taimu's apparently an actual Overwatch player who looks really dumb.
God damn it, Steve. Why'd you have to fucking ruin the mystique, all right?
He's got a peanut head!
So do I. Who cares?
Yeah, what do you have against people with peanut heads?
They're delicious.
Don't lick my head, you weirdo.
Oh, it depends on which head.
Back off. That's for my wife only.
Dave, you literally asked Steve to fuck you in the ass like every other show.
Look, all I want him to do is crash and burn into my ass. That's all I want him to do, but he won't. But he says I gotta take him out for lunch. He says I gotta do this, do that.
The last two sentences are pretty fun. The team had been practicing for a while to the point that they were able to just focus on fighting because it was just something we could do well.
He does have a peanut head.
Yeah. Welcome to 15 minutes ago.
So we realized we had to focus a lot less on fighting since that was only just starting for us. So it helped us compete even stronger.
What?
Hey, Dave, you're up next.
Great. Let's see what we got. Sean finally told his mom about his drug problem.
Oh no, Sean.
That's not a problem. I can quit anytime I want.
He's addicted to the weeds.
He's been doing 8 pounds of poutine a day.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's really not that much, honestly.
Dave, 8 pounds of food in a day is a lot.
And considering poutine is very dense, that's a lot of food.
Really isn't. Like, you got gravy. Gravy can take up most of the weight there.
No.
Gravy is not a particularly heavy substance.
No, the fries.
Look, just because he injects gravy intravenously between his toes.
That's a lot of pounds of butter.
He told me that when he saw my face, he saw the look in her eyes and started sobbing, she said. After a month in jail, Sean returned home and was reunited with his sister.
Sean, do you have a sister?
I have two sisters.
Oh, it's accurate. Oh, there we Checks go. Out.
Also, it's not illegal.
It's not illegal to eat poutine?
I hope not.
He met his girlfriend over Facebook. The following week, Sean and the woman, a woman he calls mom, went to a bar in West L.A.
Is that what you're into?
After a few drinks, Sean ran to his uncle's house. They spent the weekend in his uncle's backyard, and Sean asked his uncle whether he'd been involved in the attack. He said, sure, I guess. He said.
What attack?
Then, a few months later, after the couple moved from Los Angeles to West Los Angeles, Sean started telling his old friends about their alleged crimes. He said,
I have no friends.
You have us.
Old friends.
I thought it was a joke at first, and somebody told me this girl he'd met, one I'd dated for 3 or 4 years, had been, and beaten.
Oh.
Sean said.
Steve, why does this thing do bad?
The AI wrote this!
Yeah, pay attention!
Why are you not double-checking the AI to make sure it's not doing horrible things?
Wow! Oh, you expect me to check everything the robots do?
Yes, I expect you to do your fucking job!
He did his job. He wrote a story.
No!
Anyway, after Sean's cousin complained to the police, their father took Sean, his uncle, and their 3 friends to Drug Rehabilitation Center in the San Fernando Valley.
Whoa!
The officers who interviewed me said that they believed I was trying to be a gang member, Sean said.
Yeah. Hey, kid, you want that poutine? I got that good poutine for you.
You want those Kinder Surprise?
What kind of gang signs do they stylize poutine gravy boat?
If I ever become a graffiti artist, I am just going to graffiti poutine all over the place.
It's Frylock with gravy on them.
Yeah, that works. So in 8 pounds of average gravy, there are 14,348 grams of sodium.
Jesus.
Steve-O, it's not just gravy, it's poutine. You're lame.
Stop.
You're not being good enough and you're dumb.
Oh, well.
You're not being good enough and you're dumb.
Well, guess what, Val? It's my turn to read. Val had to come to terms with her square boobs.
That's fine. I mean, I did a long time ago.
They were too obvious and the whole thing about their shape felt unnatural, so she had to do the right thing and change her bra size.
Yeah.
Change it to not cube.
It was a very uncomfortable move, and while her boobs looked very round in her bra, she didn't really feel at her size because she always has so much more room, and boobs always stay the same size unless you are really lucky.
No, they don't stay the same size.
I believe they're in a constant state of flux, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So boobs are quantum physics.
They're freaking lumps of fat. Water retention can change its...
Who just breathed out the very depressed sigh? Is that you, Logan?
Might have been.
She finally discovered a bra size that worked for her, and she has never looked back. She also loved the way she went from wearing a size 6 to a size 8, with 2 years of experience doing it. I feel so lucky to have known someone like her. What does your average day of having breasts look like? Our average day is not too interesting, but for me it is a whole bunch of stress for me to have to be ready to go and have breasts all over the house.
I mean, they're not that big.
They're multiple breasts.
So when I wake up and I find out I'm actually the only person in my kitchen when I leave the house. I'm also often in bed by 3 or 4 in the morning or by 4 or 5 in the evening. What? We're in our house all the time, so there's usually a ton of stress every day. It is always a bunch of stress, but that's okay. I hate to put a lot of on the table because I know the end of the story is, and that's it. It was absolutely riveted. All right, Logan, you're up. Oh my god.
What am I reading? Sounds about right.
I read the last sentence as I was highlighting it, and I'm very happy.
Steve-O's new computer broke again. He was in a hurry to get out of the room, so he didn't have time to see what had happened to your computer, said his cousin John. You have a cousin named John?
I have an uncle named John.
Doesn't check out.
No.
A family friend later told him, it was terrible. I could smell it. The smell was like gasoline. The fire was so big and so big, it was like he could get out of bed and say, come on, guys, get out of here and run for cover, John added. When he started running, I just started screaming at him to leave and not get himself hurt. I was like, okay, now we're done.
Yep, season's over. Now we're done.
Woo!
That was what got us out of there. He ran for cover down the hall, ran to the front door, and then there was nothing he could do. A neighbor had gone across the street to tell him about a house. Talk to him about a house with an automatic door lock. And that's how Vo said the door was broken in that second period. He got onto the back porch of the house and started screaming into his hand. Oh God, I've got to be out here. The neighbor said Vo called his sister from the back porch. John called back, and though he did have some minor wounds, he said they were not critical. He was screaming, just running, screaming. Steve, I would like to point out that you are not in this story at all.
Not at all. Just cousin John and sister, which I also don't have. I have two brothers. That has given me enough time to at least make sure the first page is... Well, no, I actually didn't read it, but here's the next story!
Wait, where's this thing that makes you generate stuff?
Oh, talk to Transformer?
Yeah, link me to it. I want to write a story.
Okay. Keep in mind, Logan, next season we'll actually have people who have volunteered go over and review these stories. So it will no longer be on my head, and you don't get to yell at me anymore.
Do I yell?
Well, I mean, in your own way, you don't need to yell. It just cuts that much deeper.
I'm just so very disappointed in you.
Next up is Sean. You're reading the first page of this.
69 Hughes of Disney 4. Tommy Wiseau eats out the Hindenburg.
Okay.
Summary. Feeling ripped off that his blockbuster Hollywood movie didn't result in his trouser baton being perpetually sucked, Tommy Wiseau sexually explores the wholesome world of drugs for guidance. Chapter 1, 69 Hughes at Disney 4, Tommy Wiseau eats out the Hindenburg. About the author, Buster Man Womb is one of the dozens of humans to have been conceived through anal sex, and is the only one who is not a member of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Okay.
Steve-O, is that what your child's going to be?
Hell no, they're not going to be a member of the Westboro Baptist Church. Fuck that.
No, I meant the first part.
Oh, they're a butt baby?
Whatever, you don't know how I live my life.
Dave, are you saying you're a butt baby?
Fuck David's semen tunneling through his vas deferens. My semen tunneled through the vaginal anal wall.
Yeah, well, it still didn't grow back, so you don't got no cords in your sack that grew back, buddy.
You gonna start a rap song about your cords not growing back?
Went to the doc. He told me, yo, I'm gonna do some whips on your testicle. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna make sure your vas deferens are growing. You won't have no sperm. You be shooting that blank. That's what I'm talking about. Going downtown to get your deferens out. Yo, went to the store and then I went to the doctor and got a thin.
You fucked it up.
You're doing so good.
Should I have kept the uhs going? Was that like your baseline?
Yeah, I needed that metronome in my life.
All right, now you may continue.
69 Hughes at Disney 4. Tommy Wiseau eats out the Hindenburg.
I'm eating you out, Lisa.
Ew.
That's what gets you, Steve? That?
For some reason, Lisa to me was anthropomorphic poutine.
Then she's probably fucking delicious and you will worship her.
I'm going to eat you out, Lisa. Om nom nom.
And then she's like, because poutine doesn't have vocal cords.
The following is a work of fiction. All characters are fictional. Any similarities to real life persons, living or dead, are coincidental and unattended by the author.
He just generated the name Tommy Wiseau at random.
No copyright intended. Or no, we have to take it one step further. No copyright Nintendo'd.
Damn it, I was going to make that joke.
Yay!
Chapter 1, Second Opinion. As a narrator, I declare myself a pirate. Yar.
Arr.
Once upon a time, there be a man. Tommy Wiseau be his name. He was the oddest pink skin on or off the seven seas. Many moons ago, he directed a film. That film be The Room. And sweet mother and child, was it something? Yahar. The Room be what scholars refer to as a cult hit, meaning that it was terrible as the storm at night. Yet many a landlubber with bigger dicks and clitorises. Then frontal lobes be finding it morbidly compelling. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Such status left Tommy Wiseau saltier than Popeye's voice. You see, Tommy wanted an Oscar. And not just because it was likely made of a few shining gold doubloons. Yahar. He legitimately thought that ye be the next Spielberg. Oi.
All right. Can I paint you guys a picture of what I think is currently going on?
Only if you open MS Paint and actually paint it.
I'm not doing that, but anyway.
Shit.
We're all pirates in this scenario. Yumi, Logan, Val, Sean, we're all pirates.
Aye, matey.
We're ashore on an island somewhere. We just got done burying all the treasure because that's a fiscal responsible thing to do.
Wait, was the treasure gold?
It was the friendships we made along the way. That was the real treasure.
You know what? Even if it wasn't gold, it's still probably a time-tested currency that goes up and not down.
Right.
Somebody did it, thank you.
But I made a funnier joke, anyway.
No, your joke was good too. It's just low-hanging fruit.
We're all... No, it's not. That was fucking smart as shit. Fuck you. But we're all sitting around a campfire, and, like, Sean, he's like, I'll fill in for storytelling Pegleg Man, or whoever the storyteller of the ship is, because he's sick.
Pegleg Joe.
Pegleg Joe. He's back on the ship with the flu or whatever.
Yahar, let me tell ye about the time I yelled at people for going through me stuff.
So he's desperately cloying at putting this story together. He doesn't really know how to do it, and he's just like, this is how story structure be doing.
Yahar.
Yahar.
It's jazz.
We all have had a lot of rum, so we're just pirate slam poetry. Snap your peg legs together. Click, 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 click.
You see my dick, huh?
I don't think Tommy's a pirate.
They're all pirates.
Oh, okay.
Tommy began speaking.
Tommy B.
Tommy B speaking. Sir, please put it away. The woman at ye desk gate.
It's just the same pirate running very quickly behind stage in order to change clothing to be the other person.
Sir, sir, put it away, sir.
Many producers are rich from thy blockbuster movies.
Now he's just Dracula.
Blah.
Many producers a blockbuster movie, eh?
Tommy argued. I don't see what that has to do with. Oh, I can't yell at doing this. Famous movie directors get the pussy. Tommy B. Ellen.
So he's Tony Montana?
Give me the pussy.
Yep.
Like the last before, he's singularly responsible for The Room being snubbed for an Oscar. Yar.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Blockbuster movie, The Room, should help me collect the pussy.
The closest thing that movie was to a blockbuster movie is that it was for rent in a blockbuster.
Yeah. My dick isn't wet. Huh? My dick look wet to you, huh?
He is Tony Montana, holy shit.
Sir, your woman be saying, I already have called the police. Put that away. And leave now before anyone sees. You lie. You lie. Tommy be writhing like a bratty lad at Disney World.
Now that you're talking about Blockbuster, I went to go look up the last Blockbuster on Twitter. We're closed tomorrow in honor of those who served and also because of the bugs.
Well then,
there's just too many bugs.
Yep.
We don't have a new mother's room, but if you need to breastfeed while you're here, you're free to squat behind the register.
Ew.
No.
Not at the breastfeeding part, but like, ew.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
No.
Because ye parents refused to take him to Pizza Planet for lunch. Arr. If you done all the Oscar... Why is the Mickey's Mouse's on the wall, huh? Answer me. Sir,
This is a daycare. The last beast eaten firmly.
So your impression is slowly becoming Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
Pull the lever, Kronk. Yar, wrong lever.
The last beast eaten firm, searching for ye pepper spray behind ye desk. The kids painted those. Where my Oscar, huh? Tommy wailed like a gentle sperm whale on a calm ocean night.
That's Courage the Coward.
That's a spooky ghost!
That's Courage the Cowardly Dog, but...
Yeah.
Refusing to cease until he looked in the door behind the lass and saw two infantile landlubbers. The first be the baby from Eraserhead.
Oh, we're back there, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who weeped raw chicken looking at Tommy's bare belly piercer? Ye second child was ye somehow even more nightmare's child from the 1988 Pixar short Tin Toy Yahar.
Yahar, yahar, ar, ar, ar.
What does a pirate having a stroke sound like?
Yeah. Oi.
That burnt toast I smell.
Why do I be talking like a pirate?
I never talked like a pirate before.
Burst me bum poo.
Burst me bum poo?
Yeah, you heard me.
Burst me bum poo.
Ew.
You heard him.
Burst me bum poo.
He wept, but only because he confused Tommy's dick for an anteater. And the children's show Arthur sorely underprepared him for the nightmarish reality of the creature's appearance. Yar. Get out, ye last be steaming with fury. And settle for grabbing a shotgun in ye stead of ye pepper spray.
Just because you add ye in front of it doesn't make it a pirate.
Ye.
Judging by your wife's cowardly scream, 180 miles an hour.
Ye.
Some of my favorite things on YouTube is where it's just like, it's this roller coaster and it says, and we're going on and on and on and on. And then they crest the hill and it goes, wee. It's really fucking dumb, but I love it.
Okay, I'm going. Tommy backed up quickly. Don't shoot me, motherfucker.
This is weird.
This is a perfect example of why the internet is terrible. I just got a ping. Hey everyone, Flashpoint 6.1 preservationware is now available. This is basically an archival project to preserve all of the shitty Flash games from the internet before Flash dies a horrible flaming death.
All right, great.
And we lose all of Homestar Runner.
So this announcement is in Discord, and anybody want to guess what the first five emote reacts are?
F-L-A-S-H.
O-B-A-M-A.
Obama.
Wow.
I knew you were trying to obsolete our already obsolete software.
How are there two A's?
Because they have the red A and the blue A.
Oh.
Ah. All right, Val, you're up next.
Chop Peter 2.
That's a new one.
I just heard the slow fading of.
Yes. The troll booth. I change my mind. I'm a cowboy now. Pdoo! Pdooey! That was chewing tobacco. Oh god, it's like Hubba Bubba had a stale caribou turd flavor.
Ew!
Accurate?
That's fucking
yeah, I've never had good Hubba Bubba. Like, the watermelon Hubba Bubba is alright for like 5 minutes.
Wait, they have more than one flavor of Hubba Bubba?
Yeah, the watermelon one and the grape one were like the only decent ones.
That shit's super popular in Europe.
All right, what's a better fruit confection thingy? Fruit roll-ups or fruit by the foot?
Gushers.
They're the same shit.
Fruit by the foot and fruit roll-ups are the same goddamn thing. Literally it's just the same one thing. Is 3 feet long, and the other one is a flat sheet of paper that's also surface area-wise 3 feet long if you make it the same width as fruit by the foot. 3D printed fucking.
Hot.
3D printed fucking.
I cannot do cowboy.
What does a cowboy in Canada sound like?
It's a Mountie.
Yeah, so do your best Mountie.
My dad?
Wait, is your dad a Mountie?
He was.
We talked about that before.
Well, can you call your dad and have him read this page to us?
No, because I don't want him on the show.
Follow the only road. Canada has only one road in the entire nation. It goes from east. I don't even know why I got sent to the boo box. Abuse of power over here. Fucking judgy Justin over here.
Do we have somebody on the crew named Justin now?
Oh, you have a cousin named Justin.
We're going to rename Craig to Justin. Can we rename Craig? Hang on, I'm going to find out.
No, we can't rename Craig.
Aww.
Otherwise, he won't work.
Oh.
Just like a normal human, you change the name once and suddenly they don't want to work.
Wow. Wait, what does that say of trans people?
No, not talking about somebody choosing to change their name, the government changing their name for them.
Oh.
Okay.
The patriarchy once again exerting its fucking dominance. Down with the goddamn patriarchy.
Down with the bourgeoisie.
Wait, I thought David was supposed to be the one waving a stick to the...
Oh, I do that.
Oh, no, I'll take my stick out right now.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube poop today.
How was that different from any other day?
Shut up, first off. But I found this one YouTube poop. It's making fun of Prager University, if you're unfamiliar with Prager University.
Wait, Logan, isn't that what you tried to do to my butt? Turn it into Prager University?
No, it's Prager's University. This is Prager.
Yeah.
Oh.
Forgive me for not enunciating hard enough. The garbage can fake-ass university that Prager University is a conservative propaganda machine that likes to put out pieces that are like, oh, yeah, media is trying to control your mind, but that's exactly what they're trying to do with media, so it's sort of hypocritical.
Wait, when did Prager University turn into Breitbart?
So Ben Shapiro is one of their writers, and they have a lot of, like...
God damn it! Another thing that Ben Shapiro has ruined!
I know. Anyway, this YouTube poop makes it seem like it just tells people what their actual agenda is.
It's not really poop, then.
If you graduate from this university without dying or being enslaved, we will have failed as a university.
Hearing the sirens of the local sheriff, Tommy reckoned that upon leaving the daycare center, it would behoove him to make himself scarce. Those are words.
Mm-hmm.
Very fancy words. Stepping into his suspiciously luxurious car, Tommy went scarce, hitting the road, hound into Godland.
Roadway.
Oh, roadway. At least, that's what we called it since the last native that lived there was violently relocated and or died of either tuberculosis or bullets. Colonialism hit them like a bullet, I reckon. Anyway, the point was that Tommy was well out of reach of the lawmen and well away from civilization. I mean, sure, he was on the California highway, but California ain't exactly civilization in strictest sense.
I don't know, California's got more civilization than fucking Oregon.
They've got In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, so I gotta fork the conversation again real quick.
Always what I read.
So while I was in Texas, I saw a very nostalgic commercial for myself. In Texas, at least in the area where I lived, there is Southtown Ford, which is a Ford dealership in Fort Worth. And I only know this because they have a jingle that's hella catchy and it plays at the end of every single one of their commercials. So it's like, Southtown Ford, South on 35, Allsbury Exit, Fort Worth. They've been playing that shit since 91. Go look up the Southtown Ford. That's town with an E at the end, all one word. And you'll see their first commercial, which has the jingle in it. So go YouTube it.
This ad's sponsored by Southtown Ford.
Yeah, well, fucking Southtown Ford. Fucking send us some money, please.
Can I read now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Then Tommy hit a toll booth.
Well, bam.
I suppose that since he was a few blockbuster movies short of being wealthy by traceable means, he could fall back on the silver tongue to make his way through. He spat in the face of the toll booth operator.
Patooey.
The toll booth operator ejaculated, wiping off his face, then staring at Tommy with substantial ferocity. You like that kinky shit, bitch? Tommy inquired. I have plenty more where that came from. You're a dirty boy.
It's like I'm right there in the room with Tommy Wiseau.
I'm calling the police, toll booth operator said.
Again, it feels like I'm in the room with Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau halted a toll booth operator before he could reach a telephone operator. I am very famous movie producer. I make a blockbuster movie. Tommy reached into a crate in his backseat, pulling out a handful of shrink-wrapped VHS copies of The Room. I can give you a blockbuster Hollywood movie. That word toll, definitely. Oh, hi, Tommy. I didn't recognize you there. The toll booth operator stated something fierce. What has caused this? You can't keep paying for things with the room. But I'm rich and famous Hollywood producer, Tommy resupposed.
But you're not. You're not at all. No one knows who you are. You look like the Crypt Keeper before he lost his skin.
God, that's so true.
I know.
God, no!
Hello, boys and ghouls.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Rich and famous don't need to get charged money. Don't be a bitch, man. Take a puppy.
Take a puppy.
I wanted to say take a cuppy, but he wanted to come out.
Take a puppy.
Yes. I would like to take a puppy, but he's sleeping right now. You're not paying toll with a VHS. A hard bargainer, Tommy said. I signed your copy. Ha! Deal! Let's go throw a ball later. You have talks? Your signature makes it worth less. The toll operator's eyes rolled like tumbleweeds. I know you're loaded. Just pay with money. Money. Don't be a wet blanket, man. Tommy'd. I can't make more fames than just by blockbuster Hollywood movie masterpieces, you know. Whatever, Tommy. The bull toad? Yes.
The bull.
The toll booth operator went yellow. Lifting coin from Tommy's pocket when he was lost in one of his by-hourly crying sessions. When Tommy cleared his senses, he sped off, determined to make money and moisten his ethically ambiguous meat needle. Indeed. He knew of only one other way to make that happen. He needed to break bad.
David, you're up.
Oh boy, here we go. What am I reading? Wait, did you post this somewhere?
Yes, he did.
It's in Snapchat.
Literally, you posted your John Wick and the Avengers stood in front of Thanos underneath it.
Hold up. I have to be reasonable here, Steve. I forgot it was in the staff chat and not the normal chat. Chapter 3, Queef and Loathsome in Las Vegas.
It's Queer and Loathsome in Las Vegas.
I can say whatever I want. I am a host. And I have Blockbuster podcast show.
Oh, wait, are you turning into Tommy Wiseau on the show?
You're tearing me apart, Steve-O!
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't recognize it was you.
Oh, hi.
Tommy hit the lamb. Steve, I've been drinking. Can you send Pete to my house?
Can I send Pete to your house? I don't know. How far away is Pete?
Well, Pete lives in Sarasota, but I want pizza.
Just get Pete to bring you pizza.
I want the za, man. I gotta have the za. Anyway... Following the direction of the rising sun, mostly because he wanted to drive to Hawaii, but didn't. That's not the rising sun. The sun rises in the east, you idiot.
No, it's reverse day.
It's Minecraft.
No, what?
Sun rises on the wrong side in Minecraft.
Yeah, it does. Or did.
He wanted to. Didn't much care that his map was upside down. If he wanted to break bad, Tommy reckoned he'd need drugs. Juicy, juicy drugs. Now, while potent hallucinogens were inherent to the blood and spinal fluid of his species saved Tommy a fortune, he knew in order to get his dick wet, he needed something more powerful. Something crystal. Something blue. There's no saying what demented neurosis inspired Tommy's path of logic, with a capital L. Hell! I've been driven to write this because of a very distinctive high derived from snorting powdered eggs. And the machinations of his mind are still an enigma to me. Tommy saw a cardboard road sign that said, Drugs, next exit, which he went to.
Ah, convenient.
The next exit led him to a skyscraper with a neon sign that said, Drugs, Incorporated. Tommy parked horizontally over three handicap spots.
That bastard!
I want to see the boss, yeah? Tommy said, storming the front desk. Get dick wet! Wet, huh? Why is he Jamaican?
Why are you making him Jamaican?
That's the speech pattern.
No, he just says, huh, a lot.
Get dick wet.
I got to get dick wet. The woman at the front desk glazed over Tommy mightily lazily, painting her nails with one hand and shooting up some of that sweet opiums with the other.
Whoa,
the front lady said, a steady line of blood trickling down from her nostril. Ugh.
I didn't know you can Uber Eats, bitches. This is so much more convenient. Call the boss. I am a big Hollywood blockbuster movie star.
That is how he sounds, right?
Yes, it is.
I've never been able to stomach anything more than like a few seconds of The Room, and I fucking hate that movie.
Call the boss. I'm a big Hollywood blockbuster movie star.
The front desk lady headbutted the intercom, rolling her head so her mouth faced the intercom.
Mr. Hindenburg, sir, your bitch is here.
Does they the thick black hair like Oprah?
Is Oprah's hair thick?
Well, it's poofy.
Insofar as all poofy hair is thick.
Do you mean if their hair's like Oprah's hair, or if they have hair of a quality similar to the entire being of Oprah this time?
Yes!
The front desk lady looked up at Tommy Wiseau. Her glasses cracked as he shot a smile like he was going to make a mask out of her face.
Put the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
It puts the lotion in its hair so that way you get that thick hair.
Either way, I don't think you're her first today, Mr. Hindenburg.
It matters not, Hindenburg said in the intercom. My genitals yearn for percussive suffocation. Send her up and make the announcement.
Yes, sir.
I mean, yes, sir.
The front desk lady said as a pool of dark red blood on the desk was being fed by an intercom-shaped incident.
Indent.
Oh, indent. Okay, yeah, indent in her skull. She turned to Tommy Wiseau.
I hope your vagina is meatier than the last one. Executive elevator is behind me.
Thanks, Han.
Tommy Wiseau Tommied as he made his way behind the front left lady into the elevator, slyly wedging his VHS copy of The Room into the dent in her skull as he moved.
He's just got to stop the bleeding.
Here, you can stop the bleeding with this autographed copy of The Room, $49.99.
All you need to do is fight today, find it on TV, VHS, give me money.
The elevator looked like a yellow submarine tied to a foot-thick umbilical cord. The hatch was an eyelid from which an oily black syrup splooshed out as it opened.
Ew.
The sound Tommy Wiseau made as he squeezed into the eye hole was not unlike a cow.
That if a cow
being artificially inseminated using a dead pig's head, known in bidsim circles as David Cameron. As Tommy Wiseau sat on a blood-soaked beanbag chair filled with screaming chicken bones, a company-wide PA sounded on the speaker.
Next up is me.
Attention all shoppers!
Oh no, Steve, it needs to be cheerful. But at the same time, like, this woman is just doing her job and is interested in it, but does not care about the subject matter.
On amphetamines or not on amphetamines?
Tipsy, but not drunk.
Attention all shoppers!
There you go.
The front of the the front of the desk lady? No, that's not what it says.
Woo!
The voice of the front desk lady announced, "For the next hour, the Hindenburg's penis is to be referred to as Duran Duran, because it is hungry like the wolf. Do not worry, someone is on their way to take care of it."
I like Duran Duran.
I do too. I have to say that to my wife. Can you refer to my penis as Duran Duran because it's hungry like the wolf?
And then she'll ask you if you're into penis war now.
No, she'll just say, hey, you know, divorce is an option.
I mean, yeah.
The uproarious sound of relieved cheers popped the mic the second before the intercom cut off and continued to shake the elevator as the eye shut and the umbilical cord tugged the submarine upwards. Confusing Tommy Wiseau for Oprah was a common mistake. Don't know how that happens. Nearly as common as forgetting to remove the eyelids when you make a mask out of somebody's face. Ah! This was not a victimless crime, however, as the secretary had in fact doomed everybody in the building. Oh, this is like the Belko experiment.
Ah, the Philadelphia Manhattan Project.
The movie where Tom Hanks had AIDS?
No, that was just Philadelphia.
No, the Philadelphia experiment, the movie where the dude got teleported into a ship.
Yeah.
Into AIDS.
Yeah, I think if he also got AIDS from being teleported into the ship, he probably didn't care about it for very long.
Yeah, that's just how the White House works.
I don't know. I haven't been to DC since asshole took office, so I don't know how the White House has changed.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. You read a Batman comic not the other day.
Oh.
Do you get it? Do you get it, guys? Because DC is a comic company.
David just wants the season to be over.
I just want the season to be over.
I knew he was going to say it.
I just want to go home and sleep on Wednesdays. Is that too much?
Yes, it is.
Actually, yeah, it is.
You guys don't even send me pizza anymore.
David, the rest of us don't get sent pizza ever.
I know. Thing is, Logan, I was doing a bit. I wasn't actually sobbing into my hands or anything. Yeah.
You know, we could always just send you Taco Bell.
No, you can't.
I'm pretty sure that literally we can.
Bro, if you wanted to send me Taco Bell like right now, I would be like, yo, man, I'm not going to do anything sexual for you, but...
I don't know. You already sound a little gassy to me. Sounds like you might have already had some Taco Bell.
I haven't had any Taco Bell today, actually.
When's the last time you did?
Well, yesterday.
God damn it, David.
What? I went to the gym. I burned 1,000 calories, so I went to go get some fucking Taco Bell.
But you're not... That's not how you're supposed to... You don't go there, burn 1,000 calories, and then eat 2,000.
I didn't eat 2,000 calories.
Hey, you don't tell them what to do. Some people I know exercise specifically so they can eat 1,000 calories worth of Taco Bell.
In total, I burned 3,000 calories yesterday.
Granted, Logan, the only person I know who burns 1,000 calories to eat Taco Bell is David. He is the case in point.
Case in point, David. 2 loaded potato grillers, a steak quesadilla, and a power menu cantina burrito.
You're the only person I know that still gets the loaded grillers.
Dude, I love them. They're fucking delicious.
I mean, they're good. They're just not great.
I fucking like those potatoes.
No, their potatoes are great, so just order a bunch of Fiesta potatoes.
Because the fucking Fiesta potatoes aren't that great.
Also, go for their breakfast, the Fiesta potato soft taco for breakfast burritos. So good.
Oh, dude, their fucking breakfast burritos are dope.
Guys, we are not being paid by Taco Bell.
No, we're not getting paid by Taco Bell. We are just literally exclaiming our love for Taco Bell breakfast.
Oh my god, if Taco Bell, you want to do a brand deal, I will do an entire episode of Taco Bell fan fiction, and I will write every single fucking story.
This is a dangerous hole that we should not go down, David. You're following down a path I cannot follow, Anakin!
No, now we're only going to start talking about Bojangles and reading Bojangles fan fiction about blueberry biscuits.
It's my opinion that you're a Taco Bell.
Poutine Taco Bell.
Oh my god, that sounds great too. Like, get some spicy fucking gravy up in that shit.
Stop breathing out slowly, Logan. I know you hate everyone.
So there, I found Taco Bell fanfiction, but it's Dipper Goes to Taco Bell. And we're not reading that.
No, we're not reading that. That's already been removed from the list.
Yeah.
Why can't we have just fanfiction where somebody goes to a restaurant that we like and has a good time? Fucking Lion-O and the Thundercats sat down at goddamn Taco Bell and they all had a chalupa meal and they were like, man, this is pretty good.
I think we broke Logan. He's just still sighing, which is, we can't hear it.
Oh no, you'd hear it if I was sighing.
I'm drinking the remainder of my $100 bottle of whiskey, just so y'all know.
Oh, you make such smart financial investments, Dave.
Man, fuck you.
Only if you get to put Taco Bell all over me.
Oh my god, I would fucking eat Taco Bell off of your hairy booty.
Like a Japanese schoolgirl.
Yeah, with chopsticks and everything, baby.
The next chapter is what it would be called if we had Taco Bell sex. Chapter 4, The Reckoning.
What would our ship name be, Steve? Deckett or Davo?
Davo.
Put down the chainsaw and listen to me. It's time for us to join in the fight.
We Can Dance by... Men Without Hats played in a warbled tone as the twitchy elevator tugged Tommy Wiseau, director of The Room, upward. He was joined in the elevator by a man in a rotted dog costume that lacked pants or skin. His lidless eyes stared unwaveringly at Tommy, watering like he'd just watched his childhood stuffy collection get fucked to death by Manitoban lawnmower-dicked bears.
What?
All right.
Sean, can you confirm that the bears in Manitoba have lawnmower dicks?
Yes.
All right.
That's why I moved away from Manitoba.
Am I going to get my dick wet? Tommy Wiseau told the dog man. The dog man's lips peeled back, revealing all of his teeth, chittering as he made a laughing sound deep in his throat.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ha, 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 ha. Tommy Wiseau recognized the man. He was the man in a dog suit from the Stanley Kubrick movie The Shining.
You know, I was going to make that reference like 2 sentences ago, but then I was like, man, it probably isn't. But then I was like, oh, it totally is.
You could have been psychic, Dave, but you weren't. A real Hollywood blockbuster movie star. You know, I made a Hollywood blockbuster movie, too. A really big deal.
Actually, wasn't The Shining a cinematic flop?
Yes.
Are you going to get My Friend Pedro when it comes out? My Friend Pedro, Bullets and Bananas?
You're saying words.
You're right. He is definitely saying words.
I can't be the only one who wants that game.
I have no idea what you're fucking talking about.
Me neither.
Devolver Digital is putting out a game called My Friend Pedro.
My Friend Pedro. It's a banana.
Yeah, it's a sentient banana that tells you to kill people.
Action, violent, gore, indie, bullet time.
Oh, so it's like the freaking TV series about a guy that has a imaginary tiny unicorn friend.
No.
Wow, this looks weird and I don't know where to go with this, so I'm going back to reading.
It looks great, right?
It looks weird, Dave. And this is coming from somebody who is unequivocally weird.
Man, you're waiting for the goddamn remake of Metal Wolf Chaos.
And you're not?
I know, I totally am. I want that shit now.
So why is that a dig?
Give me it in my skin, please.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to get my dick wet? Ha 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 ha. The dog man lurched forward, gargling sensuously.
Blah, 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 blah.
His penis stiffened. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a great word.
It looked like Jack Nicholson doing yoga in a rubber sausage wrapper.
I never heard the word stiffened until I moved to Bradenton. It's a perfectly cromulent word.
Tommy Wiseau stroked Jack Nicholson, making him stiffen more in the neck, until he very quickly leaked a stream of watery cum out of his head. Instead of going limp, the dogman's penis, named Jack Dickelson, froze to death in a labyrinth.
Fucking perfect.
Now me, the big Hollywood movie director, huh? Tommy Wiseau tugged open his trousers and pulled the dogman by his ears onto his penis, which looked like a handful of awkwardly posed spoons. Just as the dogman was about to plunge Tommy Wiseau's spoons deep into his frigid gullet, the elevator opened. Tommy Wiseau leaned forward to see a security guard staring straight into the elevator. The dogman pulled the dogman pulled back to look at the guard as well. His jaw fell off.
And then he had to pick it up. No loitering.
Gasp! Gasped the security guard, who sounded like a Quebecer.
No, Quebecer.
Quebecer, faking a Newfie accent. Question, why is Death Stranding trending right now?
Because the new trailer came out.
And it's like, hey, the trailer, it's got a release date. It's coming out in November. And I'm like, well, that's cool, I guess.
Okay. Good tangent.
All right. I'll be reasonable. I like Hideo Kojima, but I gotta wait till this game comes out before I can even pretend to want to purchase it, because it seems real goofy.
Yeah, his games are like that.
I mean, as long as you don't just return it like Team Sonic Racing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had to. That game was bad.
You're the only one I know that has said that.
It's not bad.
Sorry, but they also gave Rouge a southern accent, and that I can't abide by that.
Oh, the headcanon, it just goes boom.
It's so slight.
Look, she is a sultry temptress, not a southern belle. She isn't like, I do reckon and declare.
She barely speaks southern.
She barely speaks southern.
No, I'm serious.
It's a language now?
Yeah, it is. Have you been to the South recently, Logan? It's not that good. Oh, wait, Maryland's part of the South. Shit!
It is?
Technically. We are south of the Mason-Dixon.
Unfortunately. Okay, back to 69 hues of whatever the fuck. It turned out to be Red Skull, who needed a new job after Thanos took the Soul Stone.
Yeah!
You dusty-thighed pump curmudgeon! How dare you sully the boss's new human cum sock?
Ew.
The dogman's nipples birthed spider legs in shame. Logan, you're up.
Oh, good lord.
What?
Just looking at stuff.
Well, what stuff are you looking at?
Porn.
Some stuff.
I need more details.
You will receive no more details.
God, you're such a tease.
The Red Skull tugged out the dusty-dicked Tommy Wiseau. Before the dogman had time to get out, a morbidly obese man with balding carrot red hair used a pair of scissors the size and shape of a 7-year-old Armenian child to gnaw away the umbilical cord, sending the elevator plummeting to the ground with a crash. A plume of black smoke rose from the shaft as the Red Skull pushed Tommy Wiseau through a doorway.
Now, meat receptacle.
Please never tell somebody that they're your meat receptacle on the first date.
Not on the first date.
I mean, if she's into that.
You gotta wait till, like, at least the second date.
Yeah, second date. Like, even if it's clear, you don't use your best line on the first date.
Well, what if she's like, call me your meat receptacle?
She says, call me by your name.
And you're like, my name is Meat Receptacle. She's like, that's a weird name, but I'll go with it.
the Red Skull said with a mischievous fiendishness of Christian Grey and 50 Shades of Grey whenever he disregards consented boundaries.
Time to meet the Hindenburg.
Chapter 5. Unforeseen Consequences. A brief aside. One night when I was but a young child of 8, I was roaming the snowy mountains of Florida with my adoptive wolf pack.
There are many absurdities in that statement.
Yeah.
When I happened upon an abandoned church made of mossy clay bricks. When I looked inside, I saw a group of 8-foot tall and hooded figures encircling an altar of flaming animal bones, chanting Hell's Bells in Latin. I do not remember what happened after the first figure made eye contact with me. All I know is that after the 15th meal of every month thence, I will black out and wake up in the nearest swamp 2 days later, naked and with my mouth stuffed with exactly 58 whole fingernails and at least one human eye.
So the Latin for Hell's Bells is Inferna Campanis.
It sounds like a pasta dish.
Yeah, it's a very spicy pasta dish.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Olive Garden. Can I interest you in our new...
No, you gotta sound like Guy Fieri!
Hey, y'all, welcome down to Philadelphia. We're here at a noodle shop where you can get this spicy pasta dish called Inferna Campanis.
Oh, man, just a superimposed really shitty explosion gif over Guy Fieri's hair.
Put a banging donk on it, yo.
My last 15th meal was had in the ball pit of a McDonald's playplace, and the children who witnessed the aftermath...
Oh, Dave, that's where we had our first date.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
...were still less disturbed than Tommy Wiseau should have been when he stepped into Hindenburg's office. It looked like someone designed the room specifically to recycle the stripped flesh of all the skeletons buried in the French catacombs. The walls were made of bricks of dried muscle. The floors were blood-stained teak, with a layer of freshly shaved skin growing over it. Chandeliers made of eyeballs dangling from their cords seemed to follow Tommy, a mosaic of the Hindenburg. Rubbing the base of his penis over a pile of money was made from a lot of other organs nailed to the wall. Tommy was excited. He thought it was a movie set. The Hindenburg was splayed out over a waterbed filled with oobleck in the center of the room, wearing nothing but a fedora and a goatee.
M'lady.
Oh no!
Fucking asshole!
Why did I come back to this?
A coalescence of the shiny-bodied chocolate smeared over his body and the intricate lasers projecting images all over the room made it look like Tigger was fisting Mater from Cars on the Hindenburg's skin.
Ooh.
Not an image I wanted in my head ever.
Too bad.
But now here it is.
So, Mr. Wiseau, Hindenburg declared in the same tone in which Lex Luthor would greet Superman.
So, in my head, I just imagined it's just the sound of a Zeppelin, and underneath it, in subtitles, it says, "So, Mr. Wiseau."
Wow.
I didn't know you spoke Hindenburg, Logan.
I didn't realize you were getting into the cock receptacle business. Or is it some other nefarious purpose that brings you here? Aha, Hindenburg, Tommy said. I didn't see you there. This puzzled the Hindenburg. I'm literally the center of the room. How could... never mind. Why are you here? Drugs! I want drugs and a wet dick!
Clipping this out for Logan's next business opportunity.
That good shit. Drugs! Tommy said. Oh, hi, Hindenburg. I didn't see you there. Want to throw around a football?
Oh, man. Sean, you're up.
I somehow doubt that you need more drugs, the Hindenburg said, spreading his legs to reveal that his penis was concealed by a plate of blue crystal meth.
Wow.
But who am I to judge? Tommy crawled up to the plate and shoveled the blue meth into his mouth like it was Clorox. I tried to get my dick wet and even make a Hollywood movie. Tommy sobbed, wondering why the hard candy tasted so weird.
Wow.
The actors use me and betray me and ruin my life.
It's life.
my life.
It's my life, and it's Tommy Wiseau.
I can't come up with a good rhyme that quickly.
You failed me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm allowed to fail you every now and again. I am your husband, after all.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, dude, Five Guys sounds fucking delicious right now. Not like Five Guys the sex act, but Five Guys the burger.
I was gonna say, do you want NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys or all four characters from Final Fantasy XV plus an anthropomorphized version of the car?
How did you say that word?
Technically, you could have up to five different characters in your party.
I can hear you playing games, Dave.
No, you can't.
In fact, we've been able to hear it basically the entire show.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, but I chose only now to reveal it because I am a moron and don't pay attention.
No, I've been quiet most of the show, so... Mm.
I disagree. I've been hearing the clicky-clacks all night.
Man, you guys you're selling me out.
Not selling you out. We could just hear you.
It's the end of the season, Dave. Give forth at least 60%.
Dude, I've been fucking participating like madness here.
Madness.
I've come up with at least four jokes that were good.
Nope, nobody's gonna even affirm or deny.
No, just moving past that.
Sorry, Dave.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
He wants to be done.
I've had four jokes. It was fine.
The Hindenburg patted Tommy's head as he opened his legs. Oh, my poor movie star.
Wait, the Hindenburg has legs?
Yes, Dave.
Where have you been the last page?
Too busy playing games. That's where he's been.
Fuck you. All right, first off, fuck you, Sean Steve. Sean Stasiak.
Steve?
I'm trying to figure out, did they establish that the Hindenburg had legs? I know they said he was on a bed.
Yes!
No, they just said the Hindenburg was on a waterbed. They didn't say it had legs.
No, they established that the Hindenburg is a person named the Hindenburg.
Oh.
And thus, by default, probably has legs.
I still hear the clicking.
I'm typing, you asshole!
Are you typing to me?
No, I'm typing into the Real Boys chat, where I talk with my school friends. I can invite you to the Real Boys chat if you want, Steve.
Yeah, sure. I love stalking you in other chat rooms.
That's weird.
Not if you really loved him.
I would not eat David's poop.
No, don't. That, all right, so...
I heard Sean got the joke.
Yeah.
Not into any of that.
All ruined because of a little doo-doo.
Why would you try to bring doo-doo feces into this? Which admittedly is my favorite Michael Jacksonism.
What, doo-doo feces?
Yeah, he said, it's covered in doo-doo feces. And I'm like, that's funny on two levels, because it's both really mature and really not mature at the same time.
Oh, my poor movie star. Hindenburg, I know how you can moisten use phallus. Tommy made the most disgusting snorting sound as he wiped his nose.
Wait, it was the ling sound from My Hero Kung Pao Academia. Oh, I didn't tell you my idea for ideas, did I?
Sean!
How? First, Hindenburg said, tossing the plate aside. You must receive my shaft. The Hindenburg's penis looked like the plastic trouser batons of 100 pale men stitched together. Wow, Tommy Wiseau said. That is the looks of the room of penises. Appealing and natural. The penis blushed. Duran Duran, though you may call him the inhuman centichode.
Ew.
Is pleasured by your compliment. The Hindenburg said as the inhuman centichode and stiffened curtly. Now, let's role play. That's right. Ha ha ha.
That's right.
Tommy Wiseau laughed as if he just heard about a woman getting beat half to death.
No, that's a joke from the movie The Room.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah, the movie is fucking awful, so...
The scene is super awkward because, like, Greg Sestero's over there talking about... It's like an allegory for fucking, like, women cheating. And then he's just like, yeah, I used to know this one girl. Cheated on all these guys. Ended up at a hospital. And Tommy just goes, ha ha ha, what a story, Mark. So it's, like, super creepy and unsettling because he's laughing at somebody being put in the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
You slurred that really, or maybe it's just me hearing badly because I'm drunk.
Logan, objective judge, was I slurring or was he slurring in his ears?
He's slurring in his ears.
I'm pretty sure I was slurring in my ears.
Yeah.
I heard that as, oh shit, I've forgotten what I heard it as.
All right, clearly very drunk.
All right, next story.
We're not done this one.
Oh.
Next song.
Play that shit.
Yeah, play the shit, Steve. Play it. Then you just put dueling banjos, but it's like fart noises.
Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran on the air horn.
Your ass is an oil-rich territory.
Ew!
The Hindenburg smooshed the frontmost head of the inhuman centichode against Tommy's struck-out Republican senator shit dispenser.
Hey!
Oh! Festival!
And my penis is America!
Inhuman centichode.
Cool.
American metaphor squeezed into Tommy's bum, slithering up his colon as the Hindenburg smothered Tommy with his blimpy tits.
Oh, hi, tits.
Oh, yes. This is quite sexual.
The Hindenburg held his hat in place as he shakily pumped his penis deep into Tommy Wiseau. Tommy laughed, struggling to calculate the proper emotion for this situation. The Hindenburg sounded like a Super Saiyan, charging up as he stuffed his penis into Tommy. As the Hindenburg grew even more erect, hydrogen gas pumped into the inhuman centichode, straightening Tommy's digestive system up to halfway up his smaller intestine.
Ew.
I'm going to get my dick wet, eventually.
Ow, ow, ha, 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 ha. Tommy barked. You're tearing me apart, Hindenburg.
He said the thing that he says in the movie, guys.
Har har.
All right, we can all go home now, right?
Yes.
We are home.
The Hindenburg thrust it into Tommy deep into the night, and then deep into the next day as he pulled out, then deep into the next night pumping in again. And so on. This lasted for roughly the lifespan of any job in the Trump administration. Oh.
So a couple of mooches.
Well, no, the actual standard unit of measurement is about 110 days or 10.6 scaramouches.
Until the Hindenburg ejaculated a crew member into Tommy's ass and turned over.
So the Hindenburg is actually just the Hindenburg Zeppelin with legs.
Yeah.
I told you. See, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I think it's a little bit of both, actually.
Satisfied, the Hindenburg lit a cigarette.
But wait, it's made of hydrogen. It's going to blow up.
Ha 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 ha. My turn, Tommy declared, aiming for the Hindenburg's belly button.
I mean, sure.
Next up is Val.
Yeah. But before Tommy got even one nubby spoon into the Hindenburg, an ember from the cigarette landed on his blimpy skin. Chalmers, no, I just took you out, please.
Oh, by the dog.
Igniting the gas within and causing him to burst into flames. Oh, the humanity! Tommy said. What a story!
I don't know how comfortable I am with the fact that my wife has a more convincing Tommy Wiseau than I do.
So you're just going to have to live with the fact that your wife is more talented than you in some things.
Damn.
But I don't know if I can have sex with Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, I'm not Tommy Wiseau.
Steve.
Dave.
Once she says you're tearing me apart, it's okay.
He already did that before, and it was not pleasant one bit.
Wait, he put his gigantic Steve-O dick inside of your woman purse?
Yeah, he already told the story.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. David, I've been married for 6 years and dating her for 9. You think I've never had vaginal sex with her?
Well, no, I thought you were saving yourself for childbirth.
First of all, there's a lot to fucking unpack in that statement.
Yeah!
How do you think children are birthed?
You wouldn't have sex with her until after she's given birth.
What?
That's how that works, right?
What?
Sure.
I grew up in a North Carolina sex education program. I'm pretty sure the only way to have babies is to think about Jesus while inside of a woman. And the only way to think about Jesus while inside of a woman is after she's had your children.
Again, Logan's statement of there's a lot to unpack here is very apt. David, we're divorced.
What? You and me, or me and Logan, or you and Val, or...
The notion that anyone could marry me is laughable at best.
Logan, plenty of people could marry you, man.
I mean, physically capable.
I like to imagine Logan goes to a drive-thru, and then just by having that exchange of conversation, he comes out married to them.
Good joke. High-five yourself.
Oh, I high-fived you, too. I wanted to get in on the self-love.
You got in on it. Don't worry. Dude, my high fives are big enough for the both of us.
Yay! Now I'm gonna go upstairs and stick my finger in my wife's ear for a few hours because that's how you make kids.
I knew it! See, I knew they weren't telling me the right stuff in school.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up, Steve! It's a joke! I know how sex works! That's why I got a vasectomy!
Is that why the vasectomy didn't work? Is because the doctor went to the same school as you?
Probably.
David says, I need a vasectomy here, and he just points to his elbow.
My weenus. The doctor claims that he's done like 400-some vasectomy procedures and has only had to redo like 3. And I was number 4.
No, I thought more was coming after that.
Yeah, I also thought more was coming. But then again, David can't come the way he normally does anymore.
Yeah, I can. Very easily can.
Steve, as someone who only has one testicle, it still comes the same.
Yeah, you're like, man, I'm having a good time. Oh, had the penis comes.
Had the penis comes.
Sure.
That's the episode title, please. Had the penis comes.
When you get a vasectomy, does it turn into like a clear mucus, or is there still white in it?
You know that sperm isn't white, right?
Run the question by me again. I was looking at Rouge the Bat porn.
God.
It's not white because of the sperm.
I like, Logan is an actual response. David is, I was looking at Rouge porn, please rephrase.
No, I didn't say please rephrase, I said repeat.
Sorry, Val.
You guys always have the worst tangents whenever I'm reading.
It's coincidental, I swear.
It's not.
Just as men with guns who heard the explosive commotion rushed into the room, prepared to blame Tommy for the havoc, a flying saucer tore off the ceiling and pulled Tommy, I know it, disappearing into orbit after liquefying the entire structure to ensure no trace of their presence would ever be noted. Chapter 6. Highlander 2 wasn't that bad.
Fuck you! Yes, it was! Highlander 2, The Quickening, is one of the worst movies of all time!
That's a pretty big statement.
It's pretty bad.
I would rather watch the movie The Jar. I would rather watch Big Man Japan. The Shirley Temple and the John Wayne Temple of Doom on repeat!
That's a big claim.
What about Paul Blart Mall Cop 2?
You know what, Logan? Controversial opinion. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 was more watchable than the second Silent Hill movie.
I don't know. I haven't seen the second Silent Hill.
What about Robo Vampire?
Okay, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 is the Titanic in comparison to Robo Vampire. However, Highlander 2 is marginally better than Robo-Vampire.
Ooh.
What about the Son of the Mask?
That's like asking me if I want to cut off my left boob or my right boob.
Dude, Steve, did you watch Jamie Kennedy's documentary about hecklers?
No.
So he put out a documentary about hecklers?
No.
I know, right? But the film is like really shitty because it just becomes this super big pity party halfway through about how he didn't like people didn't like Son of the Mask and it ruined Jamie Kennedy's career.
I don't care.
I'm serious. Like,
no. I know you're serious. I am also serious. I don't care about you, Jamie Kennedy. I don't.
I'm so glad you said I don't care about you, Jamie Kennedy, and not I don't care about you referring to me, because then I would have been really sad. And then I'm like, man, why is my best friend abandoning me?
I thought we already did this during the last episode, Dave. We love and cherish each other, except you still didn't let me marry you in the ceremony of eternal bonding. Val, please fucking read.
You had your chance and you took 50 years to get to level 50. My wife, who played the game Casual AF, beat you to level 50.
In this episode...
Don't give me that!
Steve-O and Dave argue about their cherished relationship. Val, I love you. Please read.
Thank you. What happened? Tommy asked. At first, he thought it was a dream, But then he saw Christopher Walken looking down at him from a dull aluminum throne wearing a foil suit. Tommy instantly dropped to one knee. Oh, hi, McQueen.
Oh, hi, McQueen.
Tommy, hello. Please, sit. We must talk. I'm okay, my queen, Tommy blustered. I need to, as the humans say. Tommy, Christopher Walken said sternly, sit or get off the pot.
I'm pretty sure it's shit or get off the pot, but whatever. Yeah.
Tommy chose to sit. Tommy, Christopher Walken started, our consultants have told me some very disturbing news about your behavior. Is it true that you quit your acting lessons? I didn't need them anymore, Queen, Tommy said. I made a Hollywood blockbuster movie. I'm a big star and people love me. Chalmers, what the fuck are you doing?
You just said you love him.
Oh, he's trying to scratch at his neck, but the donut of shame is there, so...
The donut of shame.
Also an episode title contender.
I don't know, I like the other one that Dave did better.
Yay. The penis is stored in the balls.
That wasn't it, but okay.
I know, but whatever.
Ah, yes, about that, Christopher Walken continued. Is the bank account that we hack for you not working? It's working perfect, my queen, Tommy explained. That's how I make my movie. Then why? Christopher Walken stood up, taking an angry tone. Are you violating the extremely specific parameters of your mission? I was ready, my queen, Tommy proffered. I wanted to become a big Hollywood star like you. I spent decades studying the humans first, Christopher Walken declared. The humans only call me eccentric.
Wow, props to you, Buster Manwomb, for getting Christopher Walken's cadence down perfectly using English syntactical and grammatical corrections.
Yeah.
But you, I have, look at the interwebs.
Interwebs?
Yep. It's the generally accepted theory that you're extraterrestrial.
All right, now you slipped more into fucking William Shatner.
Well, it's kind of hard. No, that was my chair. Please don't do that.
Do I have to take him for a third walk today?
That's not true, my queen, Tommy retorted childishly. I've never compromised myself, huh? Do you even have a backstory? Christopher Walken asked. Aha! Tommy affirmed. Christopher Walken rolled eyes at Tommy. Where are you from? I'm from America, Tommy insisted. And what about that accent? ... Tommy stared blankly into space for 5 seconds. I have parents from France!
David, take us home, buddy.
Alright, we're taking us home?
Yeah, taking us home.
So I have to turn off convoy?
Are you playing Forza?
No. Why would I be playing Forza?
Because you like that game.
I mean, yeah, I do, but it's no longer a game that I play. I haven't played in a fucking decade.
Oh, what game are you playing?
I'm playing Final Fantasy XIV.
Knew it!
What? How did... No, you guessed Forza. You can't say knew it.
Well, I knew that you were playing a game.
Wow. Amazing deduction.
Wow, you caught me. Anyway, we're on page 7, right?
No.
We're not going to finish this story before the time is over?
David, we're on page 9. I said take us home.
Oh, all right. Christopher Walken grumbled. How do you explain all of your money? What do you do? I'm a blockbuster before the movie, Christopher Walken yelled. Odd jobs here and there, Tommy Wiseau supposed. I was really super good at selling toys. Christopher Walken sighed. Tommy, where do human females have sex?
All right, you know what? I'm trying to have children. I have a vested interest in this question.
Okay. Tommy stared at Christopher Walken, terrified.
Petrified.
Petrified. Christopher Walken stared back, unmoving. Tommy slowly, carefully began to point towards his belly button.
I told you, Val! I needed to have sex in your belly button!
No!
Ridiculous! Christopher Walken slammed the armrest of the throne.
Oh, come on, Dave.
I'm getting there.
Nobody thinks I'm not human, Tommy said. I show off my human suit so much in my movie. I saw your movie, Christopher Walken bellowed. Your face was crooked the whole time.
Tommy stared up at Christopher Walken.
Ah ha ha ha. Get out!
Christopher Walken stood.
Don't you dare make another movie until you work on your acting.
Yes, my queen,
Tommy declared as the teleporter began to distort his atomic makeup.
And for fuck's sake,
Christopher Walken instructed,
watch some porn.
Once Tommy was gone, a butler wearing a hand-me-down skin of Kirsten Stewart?
Yeah.
The chick from Twilight?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making her as if she's also an alien.
Oh. I mean, yeah, she's got a kind of an alien face, but that's whatever. A steward walked into the room, a clipboard in his hand. Who's next, my queen?
Are you having trouble focusing?
Dude, I had a pint glass of 12-year whiskey, man.
Whose fault is that?
Mine for trying to just have a good time. All I want to do is have a good time, and you guys give me...
You gotta have a good time without overindulging, my friend.
I'm not overindulging. I'm trying to have a good time.
Right.
Send a message to Jeff Bridges,
Christopher Walken said.
Tell him to keep up the good work. The end.
Sorry for the delay. I'm wearing myself back into Clorox. Oh, shit, that is weaning. Should probably wear my glasses. I'm weaning myself back onto the Clorox. Thomas the Tank Engine will try it in the caboose next time, I swear.
So I'm supposed to get another read, but instead I'm going to do this.
I was expecting, instead of Jeff Bridges, I was expecting him to mention Neil Breen.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
No, Neil Breen.
Yeah, the other guy who's really bad at movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. John Wick and the Avengers stood in front of Thanos ready to fight the Mad Titan. However, Thanos' true intention was to have them killed to make sure that his own plans would succeed. He was surprised to see that Drax wasn't as dead as Thanos had planned, and the two fought a devastating series of hand-to-hand battles. During each one, they faced Thanos' own plans to destroy everyone alive on Drax, and Drax to death, and Thanos, who had not yet died and had grown larger as he stood on death. After Thanos, Drax, and Drax to death fell to hell, Drax to death and Drax to eternity, it became clear that Thanos was dead and Drax to death were all now immortal. Drax to death. Drax from the future was the greatest foe with which they faced to the end. The events of Doom attempted to change Drax back into human form, only for the Thanos to kill Drax in the process. Even when Drax was freed from the Mad Titan's control, he was still dead to be seen on Drax to Death.
I would watch that movie, Drax to Death.
My auto-generated shit was funny.
Despite the presence of the other Thanos, Death seemed to be pleased with all his actions, like before his destruction to all of humanity, except perhaps for Thanos and Drax in his. I can only assume the following line was Drax to Death.
Notice that my story started with John Wick and the Avengers, but John Wick is never mentioned ever.
He's literally nowhere. Nowhere in the story. Why?
That's some funny ass shit right there.
And that's it. That's the end of season 8. Season 9's first live recording is going to be on July 5th, with the first episode hopefully being out on July 14th. If you want to sign up to be a guest on Season 9, the forum will be available until June 15th on our website at www.fridaynightfanfiction.com. Be sure to sign up before then. And yeah, thank you to all of our patrons, especially our Genital Guardians, for sponsoring us through the entirety of Season 8!
Yay! Yay!
Advent Dawn, Afrohawk, Alexander, Grass Dragon, Corbett, Dylan Barber, Discuss, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Godzilla's Sentient Cock, Just Imagine Movie Sonic in this fic, Michael Fouch, Miri, Pope Sloth XVII, Richard Pryor, Rose, Sarah for the Win, SWAT, which will make zero sense because we had to redo this episode.
Yep. And Steve-O loves SWAT.
The waffle and wage. Closing words, starting with Logan.
Wait, I gotta do closing words now?
Yeah.
We were not warned.
How do you want to send off season 8?
With a baseball bat?
Baseball bat's not bad.
Well, I mean, just like you get a home run.
Give us some of your wisdom, Logan, to end the season.
Some of my wisdom? Jesus. Invest in cardboard.
Why?
It's the time-tested currency that stays steady, not goes down.
Okay, that made no sense. Sean?
Doesn't have to make sense.
SWAT. SWAT, SWAT, SWAT. SWAT. SWAT, 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 SWAT. SWAT, 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 SWAT. SWAT, SWAT, SWAT.
Val?
And SWAT.
Yeah, that's important. Also, well, for me, I'm glad this ended not only the season well, because it also ended my freaking day much better than it went through. Words are hard to, so.
David?
Penis is stored in the balls.
Is that really what you're going to go with?
Look, you got something better? I'll say it.
Okay, I got something better for you. Hold on.
What you got?
It's auto-generating.
Oh boy, here we go. Are you guys ready for bonus material before the season ends? Because Dave's about to read it. He doesn't care. He's had fucking 12-year-old whiskey. Oh, that's another thing that happened while I was in Texas. My grandparents showed me a bar I'm going to inherit when they die. And I'm like, man, that's really nice because that bar looks really good.
That is really nice.
All right, so let's see what Steve wrote. Steve wrote, penis is stored in the balls. He is used as a sort of weapon of war. When used in this fashion, it turns into a sort of weapon of roar.
Wow! Every fucking time!
Steve, why do you have to keep putting that word in?
I would like to end the season by saying thank you to everyone, and thanks for your support and understanding. It wasn't easy, and it never is, as we continue to try to improve the show. But I promise you, next season, if there are already instances of the objectionable material, I have two other people I can blame it on.
Hell yeah, you guys are fucking great, man. Let's get some more of you guys up in here.
You were gonna say something, Sean?
SWAT.
God damn it. Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Apollo Duck by Will Rock. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.